Hi, this is Dr. Tuzel dictating a psychiatric evaluation. Patient's name is Fallon Hinden, first name Fallyn, last name Hinden, date of birth 8/31/1997, date of evaluation 2/17/2023. New paragraph. Patient is a 25-year-old female married for the past 3 years. Mother of two children, having a 6-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old son, comma, residing with her husband and her children, comma, unemployed mother and house homemaker, comma, referred for medication evaluation and management of PTSD, comma, anxiety and bipolar tendencies, as she stated, being dissatisfied with her current treating psychiatrist, period. Session was performed through a video conference for which patient gave consent, period. New paragraph. Patient reports dealing with psychiatrists since having been in the first grade, at that time having been diagnosed with separation anxiety, period. In middle school, she reported having been diagnosed with depression, period. In September 2022, patient had gone to inpatient psychiatric hospitalization at Four Winds in Katona, Westchester for 11 days precipitated by increased alcohol usage, period. She also went to Four Winds in January of 2023 for 9 days, reportedly for an adjustment of her medications, period. Patient reports having been discharged from Four Winds on January 26, period. She reports preferring to start with a new psychiatrist as she felt that her former psychiatrist was not available when she needed them and therefore had to go into the hospital to adjust her medications, period. Patient reports currently being prescribed on Latuda, 100 milligrams a day, that had been increased from 80 milligrams a day for the past 2 weeks, period. However, from this increase, she reports experiencing akathisia, period. She also reports being prescribed on prazosin, 5 milligrams HS, period. Buspar, 10 milligrams BID, period. Cogentin, 2 milligrams a day, period. Lexapro, 5 milligrams a day, period. And Klonopin, 1 milligram BID, period. Patient describes dealing with a lot of anxiety over the past 2 weeks. So it was at that point, Buspar and Lexapro were both restarted, period. Patient also reports attending therapy once a week with Barbara from Four Winds since September of 2022, period. Patient reports having been diagnosed with bipolar 2 or bipolar depressed type, comma, PTSD, comma, NGAD, period. Patient describes her parents and husband are supportive and helps out with the care of the children, period. Patient reports sleeping from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m., comma, able to sleep throughout the night, period. She describes also taking all her medications at bedtime, period, except for the boost bar, for which she takes 10 milligrams twice a day, period. Patient stated her Latuda had been increased due to hypomanic tendencies, describing periods of anxiety, period. She states recently she has noticed a decrease in her sexual drive as well as her overall energy level, period. She does report having friends, and they have a tendency to they periodically go out together to socialize, period. Patient also describes a slight decrease in her appetite, period. Patient describes her mood as going from irritable to, quote, crashing, end of quote, period. New paragraph, past psychiatric history. Patient reported in the past she had used, drank a lot of alcohol, leading to her first psychiatric hospitalization in Four Winds in September of 2022, period. She describes her alcohol as now being under control, period. Patient denies any usage of marijuana, period. She denies any other illicit substance usage, period. She denies any history of eating disorders, period. No reported history of suicide attempts, period. No reported history of aggressive tendencies, period. She did report having been diagnosed with PTSD due to childhood trauma, explaining that in the past she had gone through, quote, ungodly therapies, end of quote, period. Patient also described having been abused by an ex-boyfriend in the past, period. Patient reports having PMS tendencies, which exacerbate her mood swings, period. She describes being unable to be prescribed on birth control due to clotting disturbances, period. In the past, she described having periods of hypersexuality and spending sprees, although this is not currently problematic for her, period. She also reported in the past she had thought of overdosing on her Klonopin at one time, but she states she would not do it due to concerns for her family, not wanting to disappoint anyone and wanting to be there with her family, period. Patient reported in the past having been prescribed on Prozac, but it stopped it due to inefficacy, period. She also reports having been prescribed on Abilify, but stopped that due to side effects as well as inefficacy, period. Patient reported when she had been prescribed on Trileptal in the past, she would throw up every day, period. She states she stopped Depakote as it caused weight gain, period. Patient reported she was initially prescribed on Lamictal for postpartum issues after the birth of her daughter, but then stopped it after a year due to a rash, period. She also reports having been prescribed on Seroquel, which caused weight gain. When specifically asked about lithium, patient denied ever having been prescribed on it, period. New paragraph, medical history. Patient has an allergy to sulfa drugs and reports developing hives from it, period. Her primary care physician is Dr. Shapiro, period. Patient is 5'2", weighing 130 pounds, period. She has a history of hypothyroidism, controlled on Synthroid, 50 micrograms a day, period. History of celiac disease, period. History of unspecified clotting disorder, dash controlled on baby aspirin, period. History of PMS, period. Status post C-section with her second child, period. Patient reports her most recent labs are all within normal limits, period. She denies any acute somatic complaints, period. New paragraph, family/social history. Patient reports having one older brother and one younger sister, period. She describes her older brother as having a history of anxiety, having been diagnosed with bipolar, OCD, and ADHD, period. She describes her father has a history of anxiety, period. Patient denies any history of substance abuse tendencies in the family, period. No reported history of suicide in the family, period. No reported history other than stated of any family-related physical, sexual, or emotional abuse issues, period. Although she did describe initially having been abused by an ex-boyfriend, period. Patient describes her relationship with her husband as being stable and supportive, period. She added that her husband has his own issues, but deals with it through therapy, period. New paragraph, mental status exam revealed a slender 25-year-old female, neatly groomed, casual attire, pleasant and cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period. Psychomotor activity within normal limits, period. Speech spontaneous, normal productive, goal-directed, period. Mood essentially neutral, though describing periods of anxiety and dysphoria, period. Affect constricted but reactive, period. No evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period. No evidence of any acute overt delusional beliefs, period. No signs, symptoms of mania, period. Patient denies any suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. She's awake, alert, oriented times four with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period. Insight and judgment intact, period. New paragraph, diagnoses, F31.81, bipolar 2 disorder, period. F43.10, post-traumatic stress disorder, period. New paragraph, recommendations, patient is to be continued on Lamictal 100 milligrams a day, period. Will increase Cogentin to 1 milligram TID, period. Will continue Lexapro 5 milligrams a day for now, period. Will continue Buspar 10 milligrams TID, period. Will continue Clonopin 1 milligram BID PRN, period. Will continue Prazosin 1 milligram BID PRN, period. Will continue Prazosin 5 milligrams HS, period. Will initiate treatment with Wellbutrin XL 150 milligrams QAM, period. Patient was given information on GeneSight psychotropic pharmacogenomic testing, period. She is continuing individual therapy with Barbara from Four Winds and will obtain consent for coordination of care as needed, period. Patient is to have ongoing medical follow-up and routine labs, with most recent labs to be forwarded to this office for review, period. Patient is to return to this office in 2 weeks for further evaluation, period. This is the end of dictation. Thank you so much. Goodbye.